Welcome to the Australian Hiker Podcast, Australia's longest running hiking podcast, downloaded over 1 million times worldwide and providing you with an Australian perspective on all things hiking. We're your hosts, Tim and Jill Savage, coming to you from Ngunnawal and Ngambri country.
This is episode 287 of the Australian Hiker Podcast. And in this week's episode, we talk about, is it about the journey or is it the destination? We hope you enjoy. Before we get into today's episode, if you'd like to help support Australian Hiker and this podcast, there are a couple of ways that you can help us out. Firstly, by subscribing on your podcast host of choice so that each episode is available as soon as it's published. And if you have the opportunity, leave us a five-star review. Another way to support us is go to the Australian Hiker website at www.australianhiker.com.au and click on the support us page and buy us a coffee. You can do a one-off donation or become a monthly supporter. All donations are greatly appreciated and help us to continue producing this podcast and blog. Now let's get on to today's episode. There's a well-known saying that many people would be familiar with, and it's all about the journey and not the destination. And this is essentially saying it's not really about where you're going, but how you get there and the experience of getting there. Learning from the journey itself, taking in the experiences as you go, building memories, with the destination just being one aspect of this. Over the past few years, I've been given cause on more than one occasion to consider whether this is actually true or not. Is it the journey that's important? Is it the destination? Or does the answer lie somewhere in between? We discussed this and came up with some very different answers on what's important. So when Jill and I had this discussion, we came up with very different answers. So you'll first up hear from Jill and her opinions on this topic.
So my answer is, it depends. It depends what's happening. It depends what's there. And I do find that the more hiking I do, I oscillate between the journey and the destination. My intent is always about the journey, about, if you like, smelling the roses as I go and experiencing what's there. But I do find that when it gets a bit tough, when I'm nearing the end, it's all about the destination and I become quite focused on, come on, let's go. We just keep moving now. Tim, I don't care how tired you are. We are moving and we're doing this. So I don't know what triggers the change. I am a midpoint person and I think maybe that's the trigger that happens, that I focus on the journey and then the midpoint comes and it's like, well, we're doing this and I need to get this done. And as I said, if it gets tough, I'm very much focused on the destination. If I'm worried about something, I focus on the destination. If everything is going perfectly, I do focus on the small things and I do take my time along the way and I start to wander and really get into where I am and what I'm doing. So for me, it's not one or the other. It just depends on what's happening at the time. And I think that's a bit of a change maybe, as I said, with the more hiking that I've done and as I've perhaps gotten older, as well, and as I've become a little bit more aware maybe of some of the challenges that you experience when you're on a really long hike. And I'm talking, you know, several weeks rather than necessarily a long day.
Now, in my case, I've got a couple of different views and it really depends.
Oh, is that a surprise?
I've got a couple of different views depending on what I'm doing. So those of you that followed Australian Hiker know I really enjoy two main types of hiking. The first is couples hiking, I suppose you'd call it, and hiking with Jill. We tend not to hike in large groups. It tends to be really Jill and I, and occasionally we'll have a friend or a couple of friends with us, but it really does tend to be the two of us in most cases. And in this instance through here, whether it's a multi-day or a single day or a multi-week hike, it's all about spending time together. Now, I know Jill likes to look at a lot of small things and to find things on the trail. So I often contribute a lot of time looking for stuff that I know she might be interested in.
Oh, that's so nice.
So whether that thing's like, you know, it's insects, it's fungus, it's small plants, it's something that isn't really the big obvious stuff. I mean, you know, finding good views, that's generally pretty easy for both of us. But finding the small stuff, you don't always necessarily see that.
No, and I must admit that both of us do keep an eye out for orchids. That's kind of our favourite thing. If we can find an orchid in isolation amongst a whole range of other plants, that's gold for us.
So that's when we're hiking as a couple. And, you know, we've had some really amazing sort of hikes that it's good to share and talk about. So I think, you know, you hiking as a couple or hiking as a group for that matter, you know, a year, 2 years, 5 years down the track, you can reminisce and talk about that particular hike on that particular day that you both enjoyed. And it's not a matter of you having to remember your own experiences. And it's good to have someone reinforce what it was that you enjoyed about that sort of hike.
Yeah, and I think that sort of points to the journey aspect of the hike rather than the destination. The destination is often about the achievement, but when you're able to have those conversations with the people that you shared the journey with, you start to remember the things that made the hike important and made the hike impactful for both of you.
Then there's the solo hiking experience. When I'm hiking solo, my experience does change and what I get out of a hike is very different. Now, I'm not a particularly religious person, but certainly my experience becomes almost spiritual when I am doing long distance hiking as I tend to switch into autopilot, keep myself safe, focus on where the trail is, where I'm supposed to be heading, make sure I'm not about to walk off a cliff or tread on a snake, but I only tend to need a certain percentage of my thought process to do that. The rest of it I give over to, and the best way I can describe this is introspection. Now, it's thought that the average person has somewhere between around about 12 to 60,000 thoughts per day. Now, we, you know, not, normally you're not tending to think about how many thoughts am I up to, where is that up to, but you know, it's like, what am I having for breakfast? What am I having for lunch? Where am I going? What am I doing? What's happening at work the next day? All these thoughts just pop into your mind. Now, in a normal day-to-day living process, you tend to be concentrating on work or concentrating on family and don't have the ability to let your thoughts wander. And Jill's often accused me of being a random thinker rather than a lateral thinker because my thought processes really do wander. And it's amazing what connections I'll draw and where I'll go to in that thought process. So I know on long distance hikes, certainly the first few days of a hike, I'll be thinking about what did I forget to do at home? You know, did I leave something undone? And then as I'm getting into the hike, I'll go through the process of thinking about my hike itself and what I'm getting out of it. And then I'll just go into all sorts of random things to solve the problems of the world. As I bring the hike to a close, I'll then start thinking about I'm back home next week, I'm back at work next week, what is it I've got to be doing? So those processes or those thought patterns tend to be typical on any hike that I do. But in that situation there, I'm not really thinking about what I'm seeing. I've consider this on a number of hikes that I've done, the landscape becomes almost a wallpaper. It's there that I enjoy looking at it, but I'm not really thinking about, wow, isn't this scenery amazing? Unless something really amazing does pop out at me, I'm just more focusing on getting the job done and thinking about what I'm thinking about. And I was going to say, and for me, that's a real luxury.
Yeah, it's an interesting one because when I'm in the journey mode, I'll call it that. That's a Jillism that you can use anytime you like. I don't consider the landscape as a wallpaper. I'm really connected and really feel it, and get quite a sense of energy from it. But that's only when I'm in the journey mode.
Well, I mean, I suppose I tend to get the same thing out of this as well, but from a different reason. And I'll use an example through here. Certainly one of my favourite walks is a local walk in the Canberra region, which is the Mount Gingerer Summit Walk. Now, this is a walk that's right on the edge of the ACT New South Wales border. It's remote. It can be reached by two different starting points. One is a longer walk that involves a fairly uphill sort of process.
Very uphill.
And while I enjoy the walk, it's, from my case, it really is when I get to the destination, which is the summit of Mount Gingerah. Now, what I find with Mount Gingerah, it tends to be a fairly popular sort of walk, but if I'm doing this walk, I'll tend to start at, not so much in the middle of winter because it is prone to snow, but I'm tending to do this walk in summertime. I'll tend to start by 7 o'clock. I'll tend to be the first person on the trail. And while I do enjoy the walk, it really is about getting to the summit of Mount Gingerah. And in my case, it just has a feeling of remoteness, of wilderness, and that's the best way I can describe it. So in that sense, if I could get a helicopter to the very last little bit of summit, walk up Mount Gingerah and just have the peace and quiet without the helicopter, and just to sit there, I can quite comfortably sit there for an hour or two, and I have done that previously, and I've done it when I usually am the first one up the top of the hill if I'm doing an early morning hike, and I'll only tend to head off when other people start turning up later in the day.
But I guess that fits with what I'm saying about it depends, because while it's a nice walk in, it's not, you know, a spectacular walk in. And so that then means that the focus is on the destination because that's the best bit.
And to that point, as I said, this summit can be reached from two separate destinations. One's a longer walk, but a shorter drive. The other one's a longer drive and a shorter walk. And that's the one I prefer to do. Now, the disadvantage with that second option is it is in a fairly high altitude area and it is prone to snow during wintertime. And in some cases, that road is actually often closed. The rangers will come and close the gates because the snow becomes deep enough that they basically have to stop people taking unsuitable cars to that area because they'll need rescuing in a lot of cases.
Yeah, and when there is snow, the other access point is very spectacular, but you're walking uphill through snow.
Yeah, and it does make
that's hard work.
Yeah, and you don't start off walking uphill in snow. You start off and all of a sudden you get little patches of snow appearing. And, you know, when we got to Mount Gingerah, yeah, we probably had about 30-odd centimetres of snow on the road. And there were deeper snow areas off the road where people weren't walking. So, as I said, given the choice, I'll always take the shorter option. It's actually, apart from being a shorter walk, the change in altitude is less. It's a flatter sort of walk. And as I said, it's really about how do I get to this destination point, and I don't really care about the journey.
Yeah, but you're sort of reinforcing what I'm saying, which is it depends. It absolutely depends. So you have to agree with me now, Tim. Well, won't do that.
Well, I suppose that brings us to a conclusion on this discussion. I mean, really, the saying it's about the journey, not the destination, isn't always an absolute. Sometimes it is about the journey. And certainly in most cases, we do enjoy the journey about where we're going. But sometimes it's all about the destination, and the journey might be good, it might be okay, but it's really about that end point. And I've had other walks that have been similar. It's more about getting somewhere where you can sit there and have a look at the view. And I'll give you another example through here. Mount Sonder on the Larapinta Trail, the climb up Mount Sonder. Yeah, it's a lovely walk, but it really is about getting up to the high point on Mount Sonder, and providing the weather is good, you've got good views all the way around the mountain.
Yeah.
So it is very much a personal thing. There really is no right and wrong and one wrong answer here. But so many times I hear people say, oh, no, it's definitely about the journey. Sometimes it is and sometimes it isn't.
Well, I think it's not necessarily a binary thing either, because it does depend on who you are, where you are, what's important to you. So, you know, there are all these other dimensions that are in there as well. And, you know, that's why I'm comfortable with saying that it depends.
Uh, Okay, we hope you've enjoyed this short discussion on is it the journey or is it the destination?
And we've concluded nothing.
Yeah. And then that is the case, that really there is no right answer. It depends on the individual. It depends on the given day. I've had some walks that I think would be very boring or not particularly spectacular, but because of the weather conditions or just something that just made that walk on that day spectacular, more so than it was on another day that we've done exactly the same walk.
Yeah, yeah.
So whether it's the journey, whether it's the destination, it really is a very personal thing. So go for it. In other words, the saying, hike your own hike, that's what it comes down to. That's all for me. Bye for now.
And bye from me.
So when we had that, so when Jill and I had this discussion, we came across.
This is five times.
Now, then there's the solo hiking experience. Give over part of my thought process to keeping myself snake. I've got the ability to pay attention to what I'm doing, where I'm putting my feet, making sure I'm not walking off a cliff or treading on a snake.